This issue has been going on for nearly 20 years. There are TDs across different political divides that have raised this issue with the National Roads Authority before they were formed into TII, and they're not budging. This is an issue where there's a blanket policy here, and I understand the rationale for some of this here in terms of road safety, but we have planners and we have road sections of the planning division which actually looks at braking distance, looks at vision lines, and then decides whether it is safe and appropriate for a house to be built in that area, allowing for access onto a road. TII take a completely uncompromising approach, which says you're coming onto the N56, which is the spine of Donegal, and therefore you are not allowed planning. This is sterilising land right across the area. We have major issues in terms of depopulation. I believe in rural communities. I believe in our Gaeltacht communities. I believe in vibrancy in them. I want to see young people being able to build on their own lands. We have a policy at national level that is frustrating that is causing serious damage to that policy. And what needs to be done, and what I'm asking government to do, is to reach out to TII and to say that you need to review your policy, folks. You need to look at this blanket approach, this sledgehammer approach is not fair. It's not fair to the people of Donegal. Of course, road safety has to be at the heart of it. God forbid, we know in Donegal how many people have lost their lives on the road. That's without a doubt. But a blanket approach to this policy is not acceptable. Back in July, Donegal County Council submitted a proposal to enable what they described as the continued survival of our rural and Gaeltacht communities to TII, to allow, where necessary, the appropriate and limited access to the N56 in relation to planning permissions. The TII are not listening, Minister. Now, we do have a change in terms of the speed limits, and that's a separate issue in reality. What we need is a change in policy, a more appropriate policy in relation to TII. You know, this is not acceptable where the whole county of Donegal, the whole west of the county, south of the county of Donegal, is serviced by this main road, and therefore this main road doesn't allow people to build on their own land. It has to stop, and I'm asking you directly, will you intervene with TII today?
I will certainly pass the comments of the Deputy to the Minister for Transport. And I think, look, the speed limit issue has been dealt with, and I think the local authority, local councillors, which your colleagues can engage with TII, an allocation of almost €30 million was provided to Donegal County Council for national roads in 2024. And there are major projects in Donegal, six of them, including on the N56, Dunloe to Glentys, the N56 Mount Charles to Inver. There has been a lot of investment in roads in Donegal. We want to make sure those roads are safe. But I agree with you. We need to make sure that people can live in their community.